listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey, Rays fans, Ben De La Vega here with the Drag World Podcast for today, Wednesday, November 8th, 2006. Now, starting today, we're going to a different format. Instead of Monday through Friday, it's going to be taped on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays since the season is rolling down and there's not going to be that much news, but there will be news. Hey, the winter season, you know, it's right upon us. The big buck bracket races down south and all that. So we're going to have a fun time. And starting 2007, as soon as the racing season starts, then we will be back Mondays through Fridays. And don't forget my other show, American Nitro Thunder show over at Podomatic.com. Now, this fresh out of the NHRA Communications Department, Tony Schumacher is going for 3 championships in a row. Now, Tony Schumacher and his U.S. Army Top Fuel Dragster, he was the winner of the last 2 NHRA Powerade Series Top Fuel World Championship titles. He's had 3 overall because he won in 99 as well. Now, right now, this year, he'll need to earn 46 points more than the current points leader, Doug Coletta, this weekend if he's going to tie Joe Amato's record for the most consecutive series titles in the Top Fuel category. Now, right now, in Pomona, the cars are showing up and getting their parking assignments and going through tech, and things are going to start happening tomorrow. And by Friday, I'll let you in on some of the news of what's going on for this last race of the 1997, thank goodness, 2006 season. I don't even know what year it is. Now, Joe Amato, of course, as you know, he won 3 straight championships in 1990, 91, and 92 in Top Fuel. And if Tony Schumacher can complete his quest at the Auto Club NHRA Finals in Pomona, California this weekend, it'll be regarded as one of the greatest championship comebacks in NHRA history. Now, following this season's 10th race, Tony Schumacher is more than 330 points out of first place. However, this midseason, he had a victory at St. Louis, which propelled the U.S. Army Dragster driver to a streak of 5 consecutive final rounds and a new life in the championship hunt. Now, the 3 closest championship finishes in NHRA Top Fuel history are Jeb Allen winning by 3 points over Gary Beck, the late Gary Beck, back in 1981, Dick LaHaye, who won by 4 points over Joe Amato in 1987, and Amato winning by 9 points over Corey McLenathan back in 1992. So everything's going to culminate this weekend in Pomona. Now, John Force, he's in position to claim his 14th championship title. Now, in funny car, John Force has a comfortable lead heading into Pomona this weekend as he works on securing record number 14 Powerade championship title in funny car. His challengers right now are the Brute Dodge by Ron Capps, who's 71 points back, and his teammate and son-in-law, Robert Height, who is 73 points back. Now, they'll need to win a race and hope that Force loses early in order to realize their long shot potential in winning the championship this year. Now, the national record of lap time performances also could play a very major factor, as 20 points are available to the driver that can set any NHRA ET record in their pro category. Now, in Top Fuel Bike, Pro Stock Motorcycle, Andrew Hines is looking for his 3rd Pro Stock Motorcycle victory, or crown, world championship, in the closest NHRA battle at the Auto Club NHRA Finals. Andrew Hines will try to put the finishing touches on his 3rd straight Pro Stock Motorcycle world championship in his Vance and Hines Screamin' Eagle Harley Davidson. And if he is successful, ladies and gentlemen, he will join his brother Matt and Angel Sampei as the only riders in the 2-wheel category to win 3 consecutive crowns. Now, standing in his way is the U.S. Army Suzuki tandem of Antron Brown, who's 37 points back, and Angel Sampei, who's 98 points back. Now, should Brown win the title, he could become the first African-American to win a pro category championship in NHRA history. Long overdue. Let's see if he can do it. Now, 2 drivers at the Auto Club Finals this weekend with win streaks hanging in the balance is Top Fuel driver Larry Dixon, who's won at least 1 national event every season since 98, and Dale Worsham, who has won a race every season since 2001. And they'll need to reach the winner's circle this weekend at Pomona Dragway to keep those streaks going. Now, the driver with the most season wins, 20 of them, with at least 1 victory, is 13-time Funny Car champ John Force, and his streak started in 1987. And another people who are joining Force are Kurt Johnson with 12, Angel Sampei with 11, Whit Bazemore with 10, Doug Coletta with 9, and Greg Anderson with 6. And we'll catch y'all Friday. Thanks for listening to Drag World. See you soon. Have a great day.